Let us start from the Bereise brought down on Daf Kofei on the base. Sanya Hanichnas Lebeisai B'meitzoi Shabbos Mevoich Alayayin Balamoyer Balapsomim Achakach Oimer Avdola Alakais. A person comes into his house from shul, so he makes Avdola Alakais, Alayayin Balamoyer. The Seder is Yayin, Moyer, Psomim, and then Havdalah. V'meinloi ela kais echad, if he only has one kais, that means if he'll make Havdalah right away, he won't be able to be mevorach birchas hamazon of melav malka ala kais, is meinichoi ad la'achar hamazon. So first he eats melav malka, that's how Tosfos learns pshat, so he leaves it over to after the birchas hamazon of melav malka, Mishal Shalom Kulon La'achal. Then he benches the Be'er Piyagofen, which goes Sai and Birchas Hamozein, and Sai and Havdolah. And then he says the Seder of Havdolah. Now let's skip over, let's not get back to the Sugya before. So on this Bereise, the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom, Shma mina mihom asnisin tmani. From this Bereise, we can derive 8 halachas. Shma mina hamavdol betvile tzar sheyavdol alakais. We see hamavdol betvile, it says, anichnas lebeisoi, so b'meitzoi shabbat, so some came from shul, so he davened already. And it says that he makes Avdol alakais. So Shmamin Amavdol betfilet tzorich sheyavdol alakais is a machlokes and meseches brachas. Others hold you only make one Havdola, either betfilet or alakais. But for this paraisa we see one is mechuyev to make 2 Havdolas. Ushmamin no brachet to unakais. The second raya we can derive from this paraisa that Birchas Hamozin needs a kais. It says, he only has one kais, so we eat melava malka first in order to be able to bench ala kais. Ushma mina kais shel broche tzorech shir. We can also derive that a kais shel broche needs a shir, because if a kais shel broche did not need a shir, so it wouldn't be necessary to eat melava malka first. Let's make Havdolah on a half a revius, and then we'll bench on another half. Ushma mino, another ayah, amevorech tzorech sheyitay. That when you make a brocha on a kais, you have to be tayim from the kais. Because if you wouldn't have to be tayim from the kais, so there would have been a simpler eitzah. You could go and make Havdolah and without being Toyim, and then later, when it comes to Birchas Hamozein, then you have the same Kais, and then you'll be Toyim from that Kais. So Vais Tachois, that you have to be Toyim the first time. When you made Havdolah, you made a Be'er Priyagof, and you have to be Toyim then. Shma mino, Toamoy Pogmoy. And another halacha we can see from here, that if one is toyim from a kais, he's poigimit. And that is why he can't make Havdolah and be toyim amaloy lugmov. Taisa says it's speaking about that there was in the kais a revius palas amaloy lugmov. So lachayre, if there wouldn't be a din of tomai pogmai, so he could make Havdolah, be toyim amaloy lugmov, and then leave over the revius for birchas hamazon. That is not an eitzah. He's poigim the kais through the tima. Ushma mino toam avdol. Another thing we see from here, that if a person is toyim from a kais, he's permitted to make Havdolah. Even though the ideal Havdolah is that one should make Havdolah before asudas choil. If one was toyim before Havdolah, he does not have to wait till Sunday morning and to make it before Sudas Choyl, even though now it is already after a Sudas Choyl, after a Tima of Choyl, he's permitted to be mavdol, because over here he ate already malava malka, and he's still permitted to make avdolah. And from here we also see that la'isat tzairech, one is permitted to make two kedushas, to bench and to make avdolah on one kais. That this b'raish is going according to Beis Shammai Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you are magdim moir lepsomim. And Ravashi Omar Tomoi Pogmoi Bekoisha Brochet Tzachshir Chodemilsi. Ravashi says we cannot bring a raya that Tomoi Pogmoi. Could be there is no such din of Tomoi Pogmoi. FOP came. The reason why one could not be toyim from the kois by Havdalah is because it's speaking about it has a shir mitzumtzim. So the male, if he'd be toyim by Havdalah, he would not have a kois for Birchas Hamazon. Vachi kama, my time at all my pogmoy, mishum the kois shall broch et zorich shir. The pogam is not a psazaitiki pogam. The pgam is because it's speaking about you only have a shir mitzumtzim, so if you'll be time from the kais, you'll lose the shir of these. Let us see the Rashbams and the Shmaminos. Zot the Rashbam, Shmamino mavdol betzvile, diktoni anichnes lebeisoi bemeitzoi Shabbos mavdol, vafal gav destam bnei odom mavdilim betzvile, ber mavdol betzvile, afal pikein, one is mechuyev to be mavdol ala kais. Shema mina broche teune kais, birchas hamoze. O shema mina kais o broche tzorech shir levi esluk, di iloi teima ochi, de tzorech shir lechalkei ala trei. Let us divide the kais into two kaises. Half for havdol and half for malaba for birchas hamoze. O shema mina mevorech tzorech shiitaim, oi hu oi echod min hashoymet. Either the Mavorach himself is Toyim, or one of the Shemim have to be Toyim. Or Bishtiyas Echad Mehem Yeitzi Kulam. But when one is Toyim, so they're all Yeitzi. Ikidiyama Be'irvin Bepek Bakil Ma'arvin. Now, we see from the Rashbam, there are Shittas that hold, Rashi and Eirvin says, that the whole reason that one has to be toyim from the kais is that it's nirek ignai le kais, that you made a broch on it and you want toyim. That is the reason why you have to be toyim. From the Rashbam it would see that the shtiyas hayayin is essential chelik of the kiddush, because the Rashbam says that if one is toyim, they're all yaitze. They're all Yaitzeh. I mean, why shouldn't they be Yaitzeh? I mean, what suffices from the Rashbam, if that the Te'im is Hayayin, the Shti is Hayayin, is a essential chelik of the Kiddush. And without Shti, you're not Yaitzeh the Kiddush. But the Rashbam says, but it is not necessary that everyone who is Yaitzeh in the Kiddush has to be Tayyim. It's sufficient if one of the Shaimim will be toyim. And perhaps, this is a shtikul raya we had mentioned in the beginning of Arvei Psochim, the Rashbam gave one of the reasons that you have to make Kiddush b'mokim suda. So the Rashbam said, Rashbam says, "Svari midikve kiddush alayayin, kiddushani lekamon zacheyu alayayin, mistoma alayayin shebishas suda hukva dechoshev. You need yayin bishas suda, because that's a choshev yayin. If we learn out from a pasuk, you need zacheyu alayayin, need a yayin choshev, a yayin bishas suda. So we see from the Rashbam that in of kiddush alayayin is shtiyas yayin." If it wouldn't be shtiyas shayin, so what's called it? If it's b'shasu, the shloi b'shasu, you're just holding the kais. We'll see later, shita and taisvis, that me'ikar adin, you don't have to drink from the kais, mina ta'ira. So al kaponim the Rashbam vayis the kais, that's the whole din of mokim sud. You can see that a yayin choshu, so be'etzim it seems you need a shtiyas yayin choshu.
So Memela, the Shtiya is a chelik of the Kiddush. Rabbi Rashbam says, Valkaponim, the Shtiya does not have to be done through all those who are Yaitza with the Kiddush. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Neirvin, Kedama Be'irvin, Beperk Bakil Ma'alvin, Bama Hosen, Livrech Alei, Vilinche. The Gemara says, Maklaz Ashayla, if the Bicha Shech Yonu has to be made ala Kais, the Shech Yonu of Yontif. So the Gemara says, maybe you do need a Kais. So the Gemara says, so what are you going to do, Yom Kippur? How are you going to make the Shech Yonu Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Livrech Alei Vilinche. This is a problem. As soon as he makes the Shech Yonus, he's Mekabel Yontif. He's Mekabel Yontif, so he can't drink anymore. It's Yontif already. And Gavucha, this is very negaya. We're holding before Yom HaKippurim the women who make a Shech Yonu b'shas hadlokas neiris. Then if they want to drive to shul, for Kol Nidre, there's a big problem, because the minute they make the Shech Yonu, they make Kabul Yontav ready. You can only make a Tanai in the Mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris. The Mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris, I'm Madlik the Neiris, Lekovit Shabbos, Lekovit Yontav, but I'm not make Kabul Yontav yet. There are Rishonim that hold that Adlokas Neiris, the Ramban Shita is Adlokas Neiris, but all is no Shaychus with Kabbalah Yontav. The Shita is Abahak, but a Tanai Al Kaponim helps, but a Tanai only helps and the hadlokah. But if a woman makes a Shech Yonu b'shas the hadlokah, so then already this Rav Sternbuch and the God is Moira, so then she's in a Kabul Yontav already. If she said Shech Yonu is manazeh, so then the Atnai will not help, so then she's also the Meloche. So the Gemara says over there, that was the Gemara that Taisha did not bring yet. Mora says, how could you make a Shech Yonu ala Kais as soon as you say the Shech Yonu, see a Mekabu Yontif, and it's also Lishtais. So Mora says, Livachar Levelin Chait. So maybe you'll make the Berpi Agofen, and then you'll make the Shech Yonu, and you leave it there, you won't drink it. Meshani and Mevoyetzar Shiitain. No, there's a locha. If a person makes a Berpi Agofen, you have to be tame from it. Frag the Gemara velisvei liyinuke. So okay, so give it to a tinnik. The Gemara says leisuchus akiravacha bayakev the osi lemisra. The Gemara says we don't pass mark of yachav bayakev, and we are afraid that if you'll do this with a cotton, when he'll become a godel, who he might also drink kaishal kiddush, kaishal shal shechiyonu, because he remembered he did it out cotton, so he'll continue doing this out godel. So therefore, we cannot be margul ktanim to drink yayin, the yayin of the Shech Yonu, erev Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim koi. So the Gemara says, first let's make a beer for Yagofen and not drink it. So the Gemara brought down, and then you see the Afopikin, we'll see that's the Rashbam's Rayim, even though this is in the Mavor Tzor Sheyitayim, But it's not much less really inuke that the mavorch will make the broche and the tinnik will drink it. So we see that the shtiyah of echad min amesubim is echad min hashemim is also sufficient. Zokta Rashba, mishmah min adam mavorch tzar shiitaim lachatchila ulaiton ki mi echad mehem yotsu kulam yidei chaybosam. They're all yaitse, but the yevet are yaitse. Here the Rashbam, so we mentioned the last time, it's unclear that the Rashbam at the beginning seemed to say that there's no difference who'll be toyin. Ayhu, ayachem min ha-shaymem. Vorsor shiitem, ayhu achem min ha-shaymem. Now the Rashbam says, shmaim ala vorsor shiitem, lachatchile, he has to be toyin. Vimuritom kim echad mehem, is yotzu kulu midei chay vorsor. Aval ayim evorchen ala koysim lo yishta echad mimenu. But with that we see from Klo, that you cannot make a broch on a kois, a bayit regov na ala kois, without shtiyah. Afilu b'shtiyah stinik shapir domi. We also see from the Gemara Neirevin, that a shtiyah stinik is sufficient. Perhaps the chiddush is that if we mentioned before, that one is, from the Rashbam it would seem, b'shtiyah echad mem yotzu kulom, that, you yoitze b'shtiyas echad mehem, so weiss doch ois, that the kium, that the kiyum of mitzvahs kiddush is dependent on shtiyah. On the shayse, so it's sufficient. So l'chayre, maybe there'd be a svara to say that you need a shtiyah of a bach yuvin kiddush. That means if you have a cotton could be, is a lav bachinach afilu, so how could his shtiyah be goyrem or be mesaviv that the people who are mechuyiv in kiddush could be yaitse? Bakaponim we see nitazoi, even though he can't be mechuyiv in a broche, his shtiyah does help. Maybe it's a different lomdus. Abi matketunke for the kais is sufficient. But al kaponim, that's the chiddush we see from that gemara. Me breise zu shaminen, the tzorch shiitem. So our breise we see that you have to be toim. V'ilai toim lai, if you don't have to be toim, levoich alai trei zimni, havdola b'shata b'loi shtiye, so let him make first a habayra pri agofen b'shas havdola, v'bichas hamozein b'shata b'yishte, let him make two brochas without shtiye. So the Beis Meir, I take a sada yisvei, and Hilchus Mila brings a raya from this, a raya a mevorech tzorech sheyitoim. That means if you wouldn't say mevorech tzorech sheyitoim, I saw it from the Rashbam. He would make a poshet, he would make a bore priyagofen, and he wouldn't be shayse, and then he'd make a birchas amozin, and then he would be shayse. So you see, klal the diahava mina that one could make a bore priyagofen a fellow without shtiyah. And he explains why isn't it a bracha of Atola? Because he says just like one makes a gives a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shloilom that he created yayin when he wants to use it for drinking purposes, he also should give a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shloilom when he wants to use wine for halachic purposes, for to say kiddush on it, to say shira on it. From a mele, so be'emes and it'd be a svara to say it's sufficient to make a bracha priyagofen without drinking it. Mobbing is not as a member of Amavorach Tzorech Sheyitoim. And that what the Rashbam is Messiahim, that means if you hold the Eloi Toim, if you don't have to be Toim, Livrach Eloi Trei Zimni, Avdola B'Shaita B'Loi Shtiye, Bichas Amosim B'Shaita V'Yishta. Why does Rashbam say V'Yishta? If we hold Amavorach Ein Tzorech Sheyitoim, why do you have to drink the second time? So Vais Tachois, that's zicher, the zicher, a mitzvah litaim mikai shal kiddush. That no one was chaylik on that. But the shayla is a tzorech sheyitim. Does he have to drink? The Moses, if he doesn't have to drink, the memel, then one could have made first Abdullah and then bichas amozen, and then he would be shayis out the mitzvah to be toyim from the kai shal kiddush. Shma min atomai pogmai le bichas amozen, mid le mavdu bereshe kaidem achila. B'shoisa u'mishayir amoisa l'birchas amoza. Shma mino to'am mavdo. Af al pi sha'ochal, even though he ate before Avdola, mavdo. V'yamtim ad l'mocha koydem achila. I don't say that the zman of Avdola is before achila's choyl. So tonight he can't make Avdola anymore, because tonight he was toim already. Avon achila's choyl. Ikal mandomel kama toameinim avdol, ochle gosinen toameinim mekadish. Shma mino oimrim beis kedushes al kais echot, heicha de lesle ela kais echot kiyocha. He only has one kais, afagav domel oimrim beis kedushes al kais echot, heicha de les, shan ikedimit arzinen leela. If he doesn't have a kais, then only one kais, one is permitted to make two kedushas, and there's no problem of an oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Shamit mino beishamit alibet Rabbi Yehuda dama lael moir v'achakach psomim. That sheet is beishamit that yamagdim the birchas ha'oyer to birchas ha'psomim. Dilu lebeis hilu bereisha besomim. According to beis hilu, first you make psomim v'achakach moir. Bo lek lameim ramei v'alibet beis hilu. You can't say this price is going according to Rab Meir and it's going to leave the Beis Hillel. Kedam alayel Beis Hillel imrim. Ner upsomim mozen vahavdol. According to Rab Meir, Beis Hillel holds your magdim ner upsomim. Oni rov is u divri Beis Hillel. There's omi ner rov is u divri Rab Meir. Achanam tvachine bebrochis pekeilu dvorim. Omishani lesal kedaito. Midiktoni omishal shlon la'acher hamozen.
It says that you make the Birchas Abdullah after Birchas HaMozin. Man shamed lay dislay ha'isvoch at the Mozin v'reishe. That you make first Birchas HaMozin Rabbi Yudah, ket kamala, Rabbi Yudah ima lay nechleku b'shami b'sulu ala Mozin shemitchila. That's the first thing you make for Abdullah shebesoy. Machloikas is, if you mag the moil l'psomim, or psomim l'moil. Alma Rabbi Yudah, v'alibe de b'shama. Hila Rabbi Meya, Mitone lo l'shalshlon l'achar ha-mozen? According to Ramei, Libet Beisilu, he will not say everything after Birchas ha-mozen, to the day moir bereishe. According to Ramei, it's moir psomi mozen avdolot. Bein lo b'shami, bein lo b'silu, v'ay mozen, kid ha-malel, so divrei Ramei. And Ravashi said, it's no raya toma pogmoi, mishum, So we see from the Rashbam that Ravashi Bemison is chaylik, that Ravashi holds that Bemison is no din of Tomoy Pogmoy. Could be Tomoy Loy Pogmoy. The reason it can't be time because the Barais is speaking about that there's a Shir Mitzumtzum. Let us see the last three Taisus. Ushmami no, Koy Shel Broche Tzorich Shir. The Kaish of Brocha needs a Shia. What's the right? Perish Midaine Machalkoi Lebeis Kaises. Why didn't he divide up the wine into two Kaises? We'll make on Hefer Rebias Abdol, Hefer Rebias Birchas Amos. The time. From the Tony Ein Elo Kais Echot, it says, Vim Ein Loi Elo Kais Echot, Mashme De Ein Loi Kli Acha, Kais Echot, Kais is understood literally. He only has one kais, one keli. And the states that there's only a vias yayin in the kais. But it also means he only has one becher. How do you know that we translate ein lei ela kais echad, that it means to, comes to include the keli also? The Kamahosam, the Sovri Beishamai Birchas HaMozin Tunin Kois. How could you say that Beishamai holds Birchas HaMozin Tunin Kois? Was none, Bolehem Yayin Acher HaMozin. What is the din? If a person first got wine Acher HaMozin, that means before Birchas HaMozin, after they were Mesalik the Pas, he just got wine. The Ein Loi Elo Kois Echot, and he only has one Kois, he just got now one Kois of Yayin. So Beis Shammai says, Mevorich ala yayin, if he wants, that's how Rashi learns, that Tamataisis also learns like this, if he wants, he can make a broch ala yayin, can drink it now, v'achekach, Mevorich ala mozes, and then later he'll bench. So the Gemara says, my love, what do you mean he can make a broch on the yayin now? The Mevorich alay b'shos alay miyat, that he makes a broch and he drinks out the wine. Now, he drinks out the wine, he only has one kois, so that means he'll make a Birchas HaMozin without a kois. So you see, Klo, that Beis Shammai holds Birchas HaMozin ain't a tuna kois. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Mevorech, Umonach Loi, the Loi Shose. No, he'll make now a Beirah Priya Gofen, he won't drink it, Menichei the Birchas HaMozin. The Havamin is very, very schwer, so what is he making the Brocha on now? But al kaponim, the Gemara starts with the Rashi says the Broch is the Gemara. The Makshin did not understand what he really meant to say. By Shosi, he meant he doesn't drink it completely. But the Makshin understood that means he makes a Be'ebriya Gofen on it and he doesn't drink it at all, and then he benches on it. Like the Gemara of Omar Mar HaMavorech Tzorech Sheyitain, how could he make a Beirah Priya Gofen and not drink it? We learned the person makes a Beirah Priya Gofen Tzorech Sheyitain. Now here, some of this is a very shver Gemara. I mean, the Gemara brings the key is, if a person made a Beirah Priya Gofen, he has to drink it, because it says, Omar Mar HaMavorech Tzorech Sheyitain, Pashtetach he has to be playing. So without this Omar Mar, and our Gemara, the Beis Meir explained that it's a Chiddush. I would think that one doesn't have to be toyim the Yayin when he makes Kiddush.
Rabbi Priya Gochan is, he's thanking the Baruch Shalom he has Yayin to make Kiddush with. So he doesn't have to be Toyim. The Baruch is for the usage that he's making of the Yayin that he has Yayin to make Kiddush with. So there, here's a Kiddush. No, Afal Piken and Mavor Sarshiyitim. He has to be Toyim also from the Kai. But the Gemara over there is very schwer. There he's making a Baruch Priya Gochan without any purpose whatsoever. The Gemara says it's no good because you have to understand Pshat and the Gemara there. So the Gemara says the toim lay biyode. No, Beishamai means Yizikha are toim from the kais, but you don't drink from the kais directly because then you'll be pagim the kais. And we're saying now that Beishamai holds that Bichas Hamozin to the kais. No, that was Beis Shammai said, you can make a Beire Priya Gofen on the Kais before Bichas Hamozein, that means the Toim Lei B'yodei. What does that mean? Shiniach Ma'at Min Hayayin B'yodei B'yishte. He takes a little of the wine, he pours it into his hand, and he drinks that. V'lo Yivkoin. O'mayri She'ein Sham Revi'es Petimtzum. Yeah. And it's speaking about some Mamela, that is Pshat and Beishamai. So Beishamai, the Gemara says really Beishamai holds Bichas Hamozein Tunikai. That what Beishamai says, if he got Yayin B'Soif Hamozein, he's permitted to be Tayim from it. That means he doesn't drink directly from it. He pours a little into his hand. He's allowed to drink some wine before. And we'll see the Chiddush is really that even though he won't have a Kais Molei, that's really the Chiddush of Rizik Taraj Ben Brochet. That was the Chiddush of Beishamai. Beishamai held, if you got some Yayin, B'Soif Hamozein, you're thirsty, so drink a little bit. I won't have a Kais Molei for Bichas Hamozein. Mishkefelach. That means even though L'Chatchile, one should be Mekadish ala Kais Molei, but it's not Ma'akev B'Dievet, and the Mokim, if he wants to drink, he's permitted to drink, and later he doesn't have a Kais Molei. It's Fafal. That is L'Maise, the Gemara over there. So now, the Gemara says that how is he toying from it? He pours a little in his hand. Why did he say put it in his hand? Say he pours, he has a revius plus, so he pours the yisren of a revius in takeli, and that he drinks, and he has the revius over to bench with. Why do you say pours it in his hand? So a kolcho lekomeshnicha ayesem a revius bekliyachel mishum dektoni ein leila kais echot, because the beraisa says he only has one kais, and one kais means he only has one keli. That's the tach ein leila kais echot. So the same thing in our Gemara, we have to say means he has only one keli. So if he only has one keli, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, "Shmamino kais shel brochet or shir." Else you should split it up. You can't split it up. You only have one keli. How could you split it up? The Yeshlaimus Taisus says the only ela kais echad. He has different translations. It matters in which Bereich it is said. The Hossam, given the Ma'aridikat Feim Revi is, they're speaking about that he has more than a Revi. Im Kain Ein Le Ela Kais Echot. So what is he telling us? He only has one Kais. Haina Al Kolchoch Kli Echot. It means he only has one Keli. The Ilin Yin De Lek Shnei Revi is Koma. To tell me, even though it doesn't have two revius, and he can still do what he's doing. That means to tell me, means he doesn't have two revius in. So what if you don't have two revius in? You don't need a revius to make a brocha rishaynan in the middle of the Suda. So what is he telling me he doesn't have two revius? For what he's doing, you don't need two revius. For a yochel of oris, for least there's oidav al revius, revius hanisha yinich lebichas hamozna. So the there, ein elokais echo, does not mean he doesn't have two revius, because it's no chiddush afili has a revius and a half. Ela ein le elokli echo kama. There it means he only has one kaid. So again, could be this is the Chiddush. If he would have more than one keli, perhaps he could find a keli that would be mole with a revius. But he only has one keli, and this keli holds a revius and a half, and by drinking the other half a revius, he won't have a keis mole. But by us, it's not a Sabbath to say he only has one kais. He didn't even start eating yet. Speaking about the he has more than one kais, but he doesn't have two shiurim kais. Now, at the end of the soup, there's only one keli left. Shema mino toa mavdu, v'lo yamtim ad lemocha kaidem achile. I mean, to be all torn in a mavdu, you have to be mavdu before a soup is chel. Shema mino toa moi podmoi. So the Gemara says, from here we see toa moi podmoi. Nire de salke daitoch. The Gemara held the ike tvei merevius. That Mustama is more than a revius. When we shum the leker shtei revius, there's not two complete revius in korilei kaiser. But there's more than a revius, there's a revius in a maloi lugmo. Hash the mucher shapa the tomai pogmoi. So now we see tomai pogmoi. Ah, for gav, the kaiser broche tzorech shia. Even though kaiser broche needs a shia. Nay, the tzorech shia, yitaim maloi lugmo of hayeser al revius. Let him be toyim the maloi lugmo, for Rabbi Yishenich lebicha samozo. Ravashi dochi demari the leke shir teima yaisim revius. Ravashi says it is speaking about, could be toyimoi, loy pogmoi, but the reason it can't be toyim because he does not have a maloi lugmo over a revius. So therefore, dim toyimoi, if it would be toyim, chosu shiure. Miu koshe eiche muchach toyimoi pogmoi, midalei toyim ha'oide, so Taisus asks Amir de Kekasha. Mora says that he should make Abdullah, and be toying from it, and then he should make Bichas Amozen, and then finish it on a Revi. So Mora says, Shmamina Tomei Pogma. Taisus, Echemucha Tomei Pogma, Midlei Tomei De. Akati tikshle, amayle toinle biyodai, oibukli yacha, kedama beilu dvo. Like the chtaisvis, I have a mayleke problem. He has a revius plus a maloi lugma. So let him go and make first Abdullah. Now he'll pour out of this kais, he'll pour out a maloi lugma in his hand or in another keli, and he'll drink that. So why can he do that? So here Taisus says, Amir de Kechidish, Chaba doesn't pass him like this. Magen Avraham says, if he would have seen this Taisus, he would have been Chayzer. Taisus says, the Din Shtiye, that's me, I once saw in, Sefer, he says if someone is mechabitim with Bichas Hamozen, so after the Bichas Hamozen, perhaps the others would like to Isanoirech, but the others would not enjoy drinking from the same kais that he drank from. So he says he should make a bayah for Yagofen and pour out from his kais into a different kais and drink from that. So according to this taisvis, this is, will only be good if he pours out a revis. Taisvah says, Amir deki yesod, that the shtiyah has to be from a revius. Because choyve, you're going to have dole or bichas hamozen v'kiddish, tzorich lishtois mikoish sheyesh by revius. Can't pour out a maloi lugmov and drink that, because you have to drink from a koish sheyesh by revius. Hilkach loy efshe lemitim biyode oibek liyachah. So therefore, you don't have an eitzah. You can't pour out a maloi lugmov. Aber bebroches, loy mairi bekois choybe, efshe le saken, ay de toim loy biyod. Is a kashe that Rabbi Keveger asks, the Machzis HaShekel asks, Abba Yodike kashe, well, Isis, Lachaire, Pisces had a psakashe, that let us, he has a revius plus a maloy lugma. So he has a problem to be toyim from the kais, while it's full, so it's potma. To pour out a maloy lugma and drink that maloy lugma, so he has to drink from a kais shal revius. He can't drink a kais that only has a maloy lugma. So there's a merdike kashe, pour out a maloy lugma. Put in a different case. Then go and take, if you have a revius left, drink from the revius, your maloy lugma, and then pour back the maloy lugma into this case, when we were sacking the case, you drink from a case, yes, by revius, and shalom al Yisrael. This kashe Rabbi Kiveger asks, and the Master Shekel asks, and they both say the same teretz, but Enoch Hanami, that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, if you behold Tomoy Pogmoy, we see that Babli does not hold this whole Indian of Tikkun Akoish, it can be Misakin Akoish, by pouring into it as a Yerushalmi. So according to the Gemara now, we see Claude the Gemara did not hold like the Yerushalmi. Tikkun doesn't know, 100%. Now there's a Kasha, Shmami Noah, that Tikkun doesn't know. This is a Kasha. And there's another kasha, Shmamina Shetzorach Lishtois Mikoishi Yesh Berevius, also a kasha. But I'll koponim, but that's a problem. But according to the Maskon, according to Rav Ashi says, Bechlalitz no raya that Tomo Pogmoy, because here the Baraisa is speaking about that only as Revius Mitzumtemet. Says Revius Mitzumtemet, so all our new halachas go down the drain. He says that all these halachas were only built if we assume that the kois has a revius and a maloy lugmov. So now we have Eluyishaitis, let's pour out a maloy lugmov and drink from the revius and we misakin. So you have to say ganze teiris, that you have to, that the tikkun doesn't help, and you have to drink from the kois yesh per revius. But according to the Maskonid, according to Rabashi, so it could be this, the all these halachas are not eiskishpalt. So, Rufiemis, could be we hold like Abashi. It's time to understand the lomdis of Tais, with Taisis as a Pesayis sod. A kais shel broche, you have to drink the maloy lugma from this kais. You have to drink from this kais. What is pshat in this halach? I made kiddush. Ana revit. I'm drinking a maloy lugma. I mean, machosaka, you have to drink from this kais. What's the svara? So, at first I thought, perhaps the halacha is that you have to drink the kais that you made kiddusha. I don't drink the whole kais, so go su al tzrubay kikuloy, because maloy lugma is a, maloy lugma is a roiv of a revius. So it could be the halach is you have to drink halachically the whole revius. You made kiddush on a revius, you have to drink a revius tak. Now, al tzalach of rubai kikuloi, you're yaitse, but it's called you have to drink a revius. So if I pour out a maloy lugmov, it's not considered I drink a revius. The lomdus of rubai kikuloi is, if you have kuloi there, so then we say rubai kikuloi. But if you take off ruboy, then you don't say ruboy kikuloy. For example, the halacha is by a minion. You need six that didn't hear kriyas haTorah, six that didn't daven. So if you have 10 people and you have six that didn't daven, you can daven. That's ruboy kikuloy. So it's called you have a minion that has to daven, a minion that has to hear kriyas haTorah. But if you only have six people, you don't say ruboy kikuloy. So I thought could be this is pshat and tais. Then I reconsidered it could be that if this would be pshat and taisus, it's totally in the machloikis, the derech hachayim and the bir halacha. The machloikis, the derech hachayim says, what if you have a person who has a small mouth and his maloy lugmov will be less than a roiv revius? Is it good or not good? But the derech hachayim says that it is good. It's a shi'im maloy lugma, whatever his maloy lugma is. That's the derech hachayim. Hagavuch, just as we're holding before Yom HaKippurim, I saw in Mishnah Savrom a very interesting shaila he brings, that the Shimbal Lugmov is brought down in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. That is the Shir Shtiyah, Beloy Lugmov. So he clears the shaila, what is the din? Let's say a person had teeth, and then they took out his teeth. So there'll be a tremendous difference in the Shir Beloy Lugmov, with teeth and without teeth. So does he have already a different shear, or you cheshbin b'loy lugmov with teeth? If he doesn't have teeth, he has to put in false teeth. Al kaponim, the shear b'loy lugmov is a very interesting shaila. That's the lechayre. It's not mistaken to say that the shear should change. That's miyasvet daite. I mean, that is the kiblu chazal, that's miyasvet daite. It's not that he doesn't have teeth, he'll need a bigger shear, yisuvet daite. It's an interesting shaila. Well, kaponim, let us get back to the Derech HaChaim and the Bir Aloche. The machlokes of Derech HaChaim and Bir Aloche, if Maloy Lugmov, by a cotton, or a person has a small mouth, one will be yoit by Kiddush if it is less than a Rav Revi. The Derech HaChaim says that he will be yoit. The Bir Aloche says he thinks you need zikha a Rav Revi. That's what the Bir Aloche says. According to the Bir Aloche, perhaps my pshat could be his Korv Lemes. According to the Derech HaChaim, the Sikh is not pshat in Taisus, because v'chal there's no din of Rav Revi'is. There's a din Shtiyas Maloy Lugma. So then again, we have to try to understand, so why do you have to drink this Shir from a Revi'is? Unless, pshat Aloche, I have to make a Shtiyah Shuvah from a Revi'is. That means I have to make Kiddush on a Revi'is, and from this revius, I have to make a shtiach shuve. A shtiach shuve is, but I have to make a shtiach from the revius I made kiddush on. Even though it's not the halachas, I have to drink the whole revius, but I have to make a shtiach shuve from the revius I made kiddush on. Zaktaisis vaitesh mami no aimesh tekdushis al kaisechot, v'she'ein loi kedo'om aleel. He only has one kais, then you could make two kiddushis. Mishim dekoi shal broch et zorich shir, so Taisus is chaylik on the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, v'tomoy loy pogmoy, that Ravashi personally holds tomoy loy pogmoy. Taisus says, Ravashi loy polygamy roi de besoma. Vis loy shapir tomoy pogmoy, al de miho lekel a mishma minei koma. Pshat is, it is no raya from the Baraisa that told my problem, because could be the Baraisa speaking about that the Kaisa is a Shir Metzumtzum. But personally, Rav Ashi is also Moide that is a din of told my problem. Rav Yaakov bar Idi kopid achatz v'pkime, Rav Idi bar Shishe kopid akasa v'pkime, ma bar Rav Ashi kopid afilo achvita v'pkime. Chatzim Estoma was a pitcher, and a chovis is a small barrel, and they were makved, that means even though there's more than the kaisib, he was toyim from this, so he's poigim the yayin shebesoichoi, and you can't make kiddush on it. Zokter Ashbam, kopid akasop gime lekiddush ulavdolo lebichas hamotnei, so where you need a kais shal broche, so it was makved. ולכל ברוך שתיקנו לסדרן על היין, ולכל ברוך שתיקנו לסדרן על היין, שלא יבורך על קויס פוגו. שנת מקב רוך על קויס פוגו. אבל אם ראית להשתש יין, צריך לבורך בוי רי פרי הגופם, שעושה להונס מנוי למעזה, ולא יברוך. Here you do have to make a boy repriya gofen. That means only in the din chshivis, where you have to be mborech ala kois, it doesn't have the chshivis of yayin. But Lagabi, if you wanted, Thomas, if a person wants to drink yayin, he has to make a bayo priya gofen. Shosel honis mleilom azeh, b'loi broche. The Birchas Avrom wants to say a little knach in what the what the Rashbam is saying, what's the hava meaning. So he wants to say that as follows. We see from the Rashbam that Rashbam learned that Tomoy Pogmoy is a pgam in the Yayin. It's Yayin Pogum already. Now Yayin Pogum, you can't make Kiddush on it. You can't, it doesn't have the Chshivis of Yayin Levorich Olam. So he said that the Rashbam's Havamina was not that you should be able to drink Yayin. You should be able to drink Yayin without a bruch. But the Rashbam had a ha'orah, since it loses the chshivas of Yayin, so maybe don't make a boy pri agofen, make a shahakal on it. A boy pri agofen, that's a broche prote, even more than a boy pri eight, you mention where it comes from. It's a pri agofen. This comes from a vine. So this is mitoich shivuse shalayayin, it's kevei a broche bisnei atzmoi. So memele, if it's pogum, so maybe it lost its chshivas. So he says in Ano, it didn't lose its chshivas. The chshivas of the broch is because yain is misameich v'soyit. In Ano, it's the same pogum, it's a nish pogum. So memele also lost the monas belem was able to broch, so the Ano is machayim, the broch proti. So therefore, you have to make a very priya gofen on it. No, the chshivas, there's a different chshivas that yain has, what you make a makachin olav or the mabilun olav, that it loses its chashivas when it becomes pogum. Miyu im ein loy elo yayin pogum, now the Rashbam says a gval de kechidish, mekadish olav. Should be mekadish. The kopid lechatchil lemashmiz, medayik from the loshna gemorah, he was makpid. Makpid means lechatchil. Afilo achrite chavis ktanis. Avolim chavis shaleit gnoilo ein lahatvit to passel all the wine because someone was toyim from this large chavis. Zog toysvis. Kopid akasap gime perish rajbam te kopid lechatchile dafke. Kopid means dafke lechatchile. Vim ein lo ela pogum yekadish olo. You only have yayin pogum, then you make kiddishan. Vetema. In Cain, Eich Hitiru Lechel Koidem Havdole Mishum Kepede Te Pgim. In fact, the Toysus, the Baraisa says that if a person only has one kois, so he eats Malava Malka first, and then he makes Havdole and Bichas Amos on the same kois. In fact, the Toysus, only Chathchila De Kedin, to be Mater and Isser, permitted to do such a thing. That place was kasha. It's a very stark kasha. So I just thought a shtickle ha'ore. We learned before, and that kuf hei amet bei, as follows. The Gemara says that the kovet hayoim is greater than kovet halayla. That if a person has matamim, which he served them by the Suda Leil Shabbos or the Suda Yom Shabbos, he should serve the Yom Shabbos. Kavod Hayom is greater than Kavod Halayla. Afal Pikein, if a person has one kois of Yayin, the Shaila should he make Kiddush at night, or should he make Kiddush by day, and there will be Eitz at Kavod Hayom. There will be Eitz at Kiddush, make Kiddush, it could be Eitz at Yavet Kiddush by Yom, also make the homeless to have Kiddush. So the Gemara says, you make Kiddush Balayla. Why do you make Kiddush Balayla? Let's make it by day. We'll chaparayin Kovid Ayoyim. Make Kiddush also. Chaparayin. Really chaparayin more than that also, because if you make Kiddush Balayla, you can't make Kiddush Bayoyim. You don't have any wine to make Kiddush on. So, you should make it by Yoyim. So, Moshe says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shayt. The Kelt, the Zman, the Ikezman Kiddush, is the Ikez man Kiddush is Balayla, so Mamela, you make Kiddush Balayla. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And that's better than making Kiddush Bayoim, which is not B'Shaita, even though you'll Chaparayin HaKavod Hayoim also. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So we have mentioned that Dvar Shmuel brings down the Kashe, so you can do everything. Make Kiddush Ala Pas Balayla. And so you have Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And then you'll have the kais shal yain for yain, or kiddush ala yain, or kovid yain, and the kovim ala zachim. You have chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and you have kovid yain, and kiddush ala yain. So he says a teret that says, if we pask in ois, that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that kiddush halayla, that has a priority, so then now in kiddush halayla we have to think Be'etzem, is Kiddush HaLayla better al HaYayin or al HaLechem? So since Kiddush HaLayla is better al HaYayin, so why can't you make it al HaYayin? You don't make Cheshbainus already. That means as long as I was machriya that Kiddush BaLayla is better than Kiddush HaYayim and with a covered HaYayim, so now I don't start dribbling weiter, so I'll make a Kiddush. Now, the Kiddush HaLayla is better. You make the Kiddush HaLayla the way it should be made, the most preferable way it should be made, and that is al HaYayim. That's what he says pshat in the previous Gemara. So L'chayre, here's the same thing. If L'maise, with Machia, that it is Kedai to bench al HaKais, even though it means that you eat Malava Malka first, that, I mean, that's what the Gemara says. So Birchas HaMozen al HaKais is better than I mean, this is more choshu than even though you have to eat before Malava Malka, you have to eat Malava Malka before Avdolah. So if it's better, so you have to make Birchas HaMozen al HaKais. And if you have to make Birchas HaMozen al HaKais, you make it the Lechatchila Dika Oifen. The Lechatchila Dika Oifen is it shouldn't be Pogum. Now you don't make cheshbonis already. I'll do. Now we're making shtiklach. If you make shtiklach before you also, we should have made shtiklach. We should have made kiddush al alechem b'layla and used the yayim for cover the yom kiddushi. Al kaponim, that's Tosfos Kasha and the Rashbam. Miu roi Rashbam lismach olov b'shas adchak. Because b'soymach and the Rashbam b'shas adchak. So what's pshat in Tosfos? So, I mean, Tosfos locked up the Rashbam. The Rashbam is fakert on the Gemara. If it's only the Chatchila de Kedin, so why is it that we make Abdullah, why we matter Achila before Abdullah? You should make Abdullah on the Kaisbog. Now it's Tosfos Kasha. The time of Kefek the Rashbam. So what shat miu loy Rashbam lismacholov b'shas adchak. So I saw the Nesiv Chaim says pshat, very interesting chat that the Emerson, we had another machlekes Rashbam and Tosfos. Is Rav Ashi chaylik on the Shmamino? Rashbam says Rav Ashi is chaylik. He holds there's no psula kais pogum. Tosfos says Rav Ashi is not chaylik. He says Rav Ashi also is a psula kais pogum, but not mukach on the bereis. That's chat miu roi. The Rashbam that says nishtik toir of kopis. Forget about it. We pass on like Rav Ashi. The Rashbam says Rav Ashi is chalvus no psul of kopis. So there's no psul of pogrom according to Rav Ashi. The mele b'shas hatchak is the same as this. According to Rav Ashi, there's no kasha from the Baraisa, because the Baraisa is speaking about that you have a kais metumtzum. Zogt ge morge weiter, tanner rabon, zoger es shem shabbes lekatshe, ze khayel al yai. That you this khire of shabbes should be al yai. How does yayin come in? We'll see in Tosfos. Only al bayoy. No, al bayoy we have to make kiddush. Balayla minayim. Tamaloy me zoger es shem shabbes lekatshe. So now there are two problems in this parashah. The Gemara is going to ask and the two kashas. That Gemara says, the first we said, how do we know Balayla? And we bring a raya from the pasuk. So first the Gemara asks a kasha, Balayla minayin, adarabe, iki kedusha Balayla hu kodish. Dechi kodish, tchilas yoyim aboy li kedusha. You have to be mekadish the yoyim when the bishaskin is also. Not later. So if that's the case, So why do you need a ribuy of Laila? So, and another kash. If you want to bring a ribuy in Laila, Balaila minayin, he said, how do you know that you make kiddush Balaila? Tamalay mezach es yoyim. So bring a ray from the postik says you make kiddush by yoyim. Tana mahadar alayla v'konosim leikro di yamom. And for the Gemara, the barais is a little fadrei. The loshen is fadrei. There's a grais in the loshen. Hochi kama. The barais should be read as follows. Zoch es shem eshabes lekatshe. Zacher al yayin bichni sosa. That's Balayla. Ainu yala Balayla. Yoyim inayin. Amaloyim al zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos. That is a din tchire by yoyim also. Zog te Rashbam.
Tari gafin, tana rabbonin, zoche shem shabbos lo kachi zecheir lo yayin. Ein lo yalo bayoin, belay lo minayin, tam lo yim zoche shem shabbos. Belay lo minayin, ad rabbi iki kedusha belel yus, zechi kodish, tchiles yayim aboy le kedush, yet he be mekadish, the beginning of the yayin. Bistu belay lo minayin, tam lo yim zoche resh yayim shabbos, tana madar alay lo vnos lo kol imomen. Hori koma, zoche shem shabbos lakachoy, zoche lo yam bichnisosoy. Ein li elo balaylom. Lakachoy, mashme, bisho shem iskadish hayoyim. Petra, I think the Rashbam is saying this is the maskonus abarais. Maskonus abarais is that zoche shem shabbos lakachoy, bisho shem, when the yoyim becomes niskadish, then you should be mekadish. The schir is bishas when it becomes niskadish. That's the maskona. Now the Rashbam is going back to the Havim. Ein li elo b'yoyim. Kama poich adrabe. Ike kedushe. Belel yo. Hi dechnisose hi kedushose. Hochi koma. Av al gav. Ein li poich loshen ashoni bebereise bin yezel li deshan amisarsen oysen la mafrei. You have to change the loshen. The lochi lo shaykh la mein bechsuri mechst. Shrei ein chosem imen a klum. There's no words missing. So how does Yayin come in? So Taisu says, the Schirik Siv al Hayayin. Zichroi Kiyayin Levonoin. Naskira de decha miyoyin. So we see that where that schire is mentioned with yayin. But here it says, zocher eshayim ha-shabbos lakachoy. So memele, it also has to be with the oifin, the way schire is the month. Someone asked me, why by the sheish schiris doesn't have to be ala yayin? I mean, if Taisus makes a cheshbon, if he says zocher, there's a chayal yayin, you say zocher, it's a shosol ha-molek, maybe by Purim you do say it ala yayin, but al kaponim, but during the year, zochman does nisht ala yayin, and all the other schiris, I'm at al-sinai, I mean, tafashtein. Vahai schire, hainu kiddush. Now Taisus says, what has to be said ala yayin? So Taisu says, the Nusach of Kiddush has to be said a yayin. The Baruch Ha'at Hashem, a Kaddish, a Shabbos. The Vayechulu, loy matzino ala kois, there's no takona to say Vayechulu ala kois. Elo betfile, kiddi omar b'Shabbos. The Gemara says, if a person, b'Shasi's mispalo, he says Vayechulu, they'd go grace his achen, the Malachim give him a broch, and he says ke'ilu, becomes a shutub la Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Gemara in Shabbos says Vayechulu was Niskan in Shemayne Esrei. Loi Niskan Alakois. So now when he comes home, he doesn't say, there's no din to say Vayechulu Alakois. There's a halacha to say Kiddush Alakois. So why taka do we say Vayechulu? Alohitzi Bonov Ubnei Beisai. No, the Bonov Ubnei Beisai didn't go to Shul. So they have to hear Vayechulu. So Memele, so he's mighty them with Vayechulu. So, Mustami, when they get them all together by the Tisha ready, so you say first Vayechulu and you say Kiddush. But the Vayechulu Be'etzim does not have to be said ala kois. That's Shitas HaTaisus. So I didn't understand too well, Lohitzi Bonov Ubnei Beisai. Taisus is saying now that Be'emislin, the din Vayechulu was a din in Tfilah. It's not a din in Kiddush. So, Lachayre, what age are his bonim? If his bonim were higiyu lechinach tfile, so Lachayre, so they should also daven. Why didn't they didn't go to shul, akasha v'maise? So let them say, but let them daven at home. I mean, why does it have to be maitse bonov? Never speaking about bonim, that lechigiyu lechinach tfile, so why does it have to be made to them by Yechulu? They were mistaken by Yechulu and Tfilah. It's a din in Tfilah. So Mamele, it's not, that's the mokim. Tais is going to mutch it. Why we say by Yechulu afterwards?
So perhaps we could say that maybe even though there's a din chinuch, couldn't be mevaradis, but even though there's a din chinuch on bonim, maybe by Meire, which is a reshus, there's no din chinuch. But the v'yechulu sheboi, so it could be the din daven Meire. But v'yechulu, be'etzim, it could be a little better. That be'etzim, they were mesaken by, to say v'yechulu. To say v'yechulu, no, the mocking, they put it in Shemay Nesrei, but not that it's, they wanted you to say Vayechulu. So you say it in Shemay Nesrei. A person who doesn't daven, or we'll see later if it's not said in Shemay Nesrei, it should be said later. So it could be the Kashas Bechlal Natshver. It could be it's Layigiyu Lechinach Tfilah, but the Chinach of Vayechulu, to hear Vayechulu, could be they were Yigiyu Lechinach. That just like could be they were Yigiyu to hear Kiddush. Rav Shulchan Aruch says by the Dalet Kaisis, when the Kotan understands the union of Kiddush, so that's the sheer chinuch of listening to Kiddush, and he gets a kais. That means he was a gid. So that sheer comes before he's able to daven. So it could be there's, even though they were misakin that the yichulu should be said in tefillah, it's not, but the chiyuv is not al tefillah. It was put into the tefillah. But there's be'etzem a chiv to say vayechulu leil Shabbos. So that's why there's a chiv to be mighty them. So Ktais is ma'asher gim loim av yechulu acha atfila b'keil rom. Why do we say that? Hayne mishum yom tev shchaliyas b'shabbos shem espalam ato v'chaltonu v'neim av yechulu b'tfila. So memele, so therefore, there you have to say taka vayechulu. So we see klor in Ktais is that vayechulu is not a chiv of tefillah. It's a, if you get in yontif, the tefillah, you don't say vayechulu. You say at the vachal tonu. But they put it into the tefillah. But it was in yontif when it's not in the tefillah, so then taka you have to say vayechulu. But it's not miloime, so why do we say it? But well, if I said it already in Shemay Nesri, why did you say it after Shemay Nesri? It's not miloime chol Shabbos, and shlo lechalek ben Shabbos l'Shabbos. The Kiddush ala Yain asmachte. That the whole din, that what we just said before, that the Kiddush is ala Yain to asmachte. Ho da oma b'misha meisoi, noshim chayovis b'kiddush ayoim devar, eine darke kiddush ayoim, de nusa, se boch at Hashem ekadish ha-shabes, kubir hat ha-yaitse b'tfile. Aval ala Yain lehav ala midrabonon, k'demashme b'reish nozer. But the whole din yayin, that only a rabbon on the kiddush. How's the mashman nozer? Come on, yayin v'sheicha yazir. Rebucha Taisis brings down a gemara. Taisis explains the gemara according to what Taisis explains the gemara. Rashi says it's the gemara. The gemara says the nozer as follows. Yayin v'sheicha yazir. Says, the pasuk is coming to tell us, lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. A nozer, just like he's not permitted to drink yayin rishus, is now to drink yayin mitzvah. So what is yayin mitzvah? What is Yain Mitzvah? Kiddushe v'havdolah. So the Pasuk is telling us that if when he's a nozer, he's not permitted to drink Yain Shal Kiddush. Frek the Gemara, Mushba v'oimed mar sinayu. The Yitzrich called a meisa. Is he then, tell me a Kiddush is also b'kiddush. Vashteitach. If it be Mushba v'oimed mar sinayu, so then I could say that the Naziris isn't chal on him. He can't be mafkiyah his chiyuv of Kiddush. But since he's not mushba me'al Sinai, so why do you need a postage that he's also? Vashteitzach he's also. The whole chiyuv is only the Rabbona. Ela ki hodam arove shvu isha eshta b'choz vam areini nozer, itzpur kod Naziris chal, avu b'isha mushba v'oim etum. So the Moses says that postage yein nozer ki yein reshus is coming to tell us that he had previously made a shvu, he's going to drink wine, and now today, and now he is Makabal Naziris, Aval Pikain, he's also to drink wine, even though he was Mushba already to drink wine. I don't say that, since he's Mushba Voimid, the Naziris is Machal. Period. So it's Eiskishpald, that it's only a Rabbonim. Oid Matsinu Lameimid, the Kiddush Al Yain Dvar Teire. It could be Kiddush Al Yain is Minat Teire. Could be taka the kiddush al yain is taka a real imud. But a bor tzor sheyitoim, that's a darabon on the kiddin, and that's pshat the gemara in nozer.
Gam Hozovit asks a shayla, we'll be messiahing with this, he asks the Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, so why don't you make Kiddush Alayayim? If Minatayr is a mitzvah to make Kiddush Alayayim, the whole din shti is only at the Rabbonah. So Yom Kippur, you can't drink, but why didn't you make Kiddush Alayayim?